simple, powerful life. Living a simple, powerful life. Now, during the week, my family and I, we were in Checkers. And this is something that we were busy shopping. Was it shopping gedoen? And ek het my trolley, of my jongste dochter het die trolley gestoot. And I heard this song playing on the radio. It's the season to be jolly. You know that song. It's the season to be jolly. Yeah, that one, yes. So that song was playing, and I looked up. It just struck me. And I realized this song is like in a Christmas song. And suddenly, it dawned on me. Right? Silly season has started. Sorry, guys. I call it silly season because people go away from what they normally do and they do something else. So we were walking with this trolley and I looked up and for the first time I really noticed that around me, people were also walking with trolleys, right? And the one guy stopped at me and said, "You know what? I just want to get out of the shop." I said, "Why?" I knew the answer already. He said, "My 7-year-old daughter, my 7-jarige dogter is by me and sy wil alles insit wat sy sien." And when you listen to people, everyone talks about what they're going to receive for Christmas. Wherever you know, "I still need to go and buy this. I still need to go and buy this." Everyone is talking about that. It's silly season. People are on holiday. You know, I can do what I want to do. The kids are hyperactive. They hear, "Wat gaan ek kry?" So you know what? It becomes an inward focus. It's about me. It's about, you know, don't disturb me. It's been a long year. I want to rest. Not too loud. Not today. Can I send him to someone else? I just want to have time to myself. It's in the hour smile. Gaan net, asseblief. Swembad toe? Yes. Baan toe ook al. Wil jy by maakie gaan kuier? Ons vra dit 3 keer in die oggend. As jy seker jy wil nie gaan kuier nie. And the reason we're doing that is because we feel we need some time with me. I need some time with me. So normally this time of the year, I go to the library. I take out a lot of books. I love reading. So I read back in for hours in the day. So this is about us. It's an inward focus now. But I want to read with you, the scripture in Galatians 5, 25, and then verse 6, Galatians 6, verse 1. And this is what the word says: "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted." Then Galatians 6, verse 2 to 5. "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load." Oh, you. I just spoke about Checkers and doing shopping and having this inward focus. And suddenly I read something in Galatians that is totally opposite from what I just said. Checkers and Galatians. Now, can I just give you a bit of context here before we get into the word? And I'm not going to be long today, but I believe this is what God wants to share with us here. So, Paul writes a letter. Hy skryf 'n brief aan die Galasiërs. En die agtergrond waarin hy brief skryf is die volgende. I want you guys to listen carefully for a moment here. He writes this letter because the Galatians, he loves this congregation. Hy was aan die verlede, hy is mal oor die mense. En die gemeente het gegroei. But they got to a point, and I want you to listen carefully here. They got to a point where there were Jews and there were Gentiles in the same congregation. And the Jews were saying, "Listen here, guys, we are part of this congregation, but we are at a higher level than what you are. So because we Jews and because of Judaic law, you know, we, because we live better, we are better Christians than you. So within the congregation, there suddenly was a bit of conflict. Some people saw themselves as higher than other people. Some people thought they were better than other people, and they were part of the same family. Can I bring this home now to us? During this time, the silly season, we might encounter conflict in our families like they encountered conflict in the church. As we spend time together, you know, we get angry with each other in families. I don't know about you, but it certainly happens in my family. The more we spend time together, the more reason we find to fight. And some people in families and in church sometimes see themselves as better than other people. Might not be the best thing to say on a Sunday morning, but it's certainly true. So Paul writes to this, to these people. So this is the thing. He says, and this is his concern. He says, guys, I love you, but I picked up something. I picked up that we do not treat everybody the same way. We don't see everybody on the same level. And this is now what he's doing. His correction, Galatians 5:25. Just before I continue. Do you guys remember what's in Galatians 5:22 and 23? The fruits of the Spirit is love and all these other things. So he's busy with this whole chapter. Now he gets here, Galatians 5:25, and he says the following. He says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Okay. I'm going to read that again. Since we live by the Spirit, as a congregation, as a church, as a family, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So if we think about this time, there is clearly a danger that we can get out of step with the Spirit. He says, guys, you're living by the Spirit. In other words, you're doing this every day, but you need to keep in step with the Spirit. You know why Paul is bringing this up? Because there's a result. The result is if you do not keep in step with the Spirit, people will, it says there, the result, people are not using the power of the life in the Spirit to live as a community and to treat each other well. What does that mean? If we are believers, let us stay in the Spirit. I left work on Friday. I went on holiday. It's now Sunday. I promise you, brothers and sisters, it was more difficult Saturday or Friday and Saturday to just press in and to spend time with God, because in your head you're already on holiday. And was my mekaar eerlik wees? You know, wanneer jy vakansie gaan, wanneer jy weet jou vakansie kom naby, wat jy dan doen is, you know what, I know I need to do this, but I'm doing something else first. Ek doen iets anders eerste. So Paulus sê, jy kan nie die hele jaar in die gees wees, and then you lose step, jy verloor die ritme nie. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. The church's rhythm is set by the Holy Spirit. Our rhythm is set by the Holy Spirit. And if we are not tuned in, we are out of step. And this is the thing, when we are out of step with the Holy Spirit, conflict steps in. Disagreement steps in. So we need to be in step with the Spirit. A powerful life, and I want to show you this. A powerful life is when we live together as a community, all hearing the same thing. Can I say that again? When we live together as a community, everyone hearing the same thing, and we treat each other well. Did I just say we treat each other well? I started by saying in Checkers, I knew that we had an inward focus. The Bible says to keep in the Spirit, you need to treat others well. The next slide. This is the danger. If we do not stay in the Spirit, and if you want to make a note, I think this is important. It says people can be caught in sin or overtaken by sin. Galatians 6 verse 1. If we do not stay in the Spirit, if we do not stay in step with the Spirit, we can be overtaken by sin. Okay, let me explain. The Bible here does not refer to normal sin that you know that you do. Overtaken means you have let your guard down and suddenly over this time, something else can get you. Ek kan nie onthou hoeveel in my walk met die Here, hoeveel mense wat by die Here was, val hierdie tyd van die jaar. Hulle raak net weg. En volgende jaar, January man, they come back and they say, brother, I need you to pray for me. Ek het nodig dat jy vir my bid. Because they got out of step with the Spirit. It says, overtaken by sin. And there I put something on there. I said, if we neglect our relationship with God, we can become distracted and fall into sin. Distracted. In other words, other things become more important. Other things become first. And time with the Spirit becomes second or third. Now, I'm not going to talk about the last sentence on the slide because that is a whole sermon on itself. Those in the Spirit should restore them gently. So when people are overtaken by sin, when they fall into sin, when over this time they struggle with stuff, those in where? In the Spirit should restore them gently. Those who kept stride with the Spirit, those who kept rhythm with the Spirit, those who stayed in the Spirit can correct the others. You see the distinction? If we do not stay in the Spirit, we can be caught. We can fall into sin. Just because we relax a bit more. And when I talk about this, I'm talking to myself. So brothers and sisters, if we do not stay in the Spirit, we can be caught. Now the next slide says, if we do not stay in the Spirit, the middle one, the bold one, fulfill the law of Christ by carrying each other's burdens. So first, we need to stay in step with the Spirit. Then the second part is, fulfill the law of Christ by carrying each other's burdens. I started by saying we are all thinking about ourselves at the moment. Now the Bible Paul says, guys, if you want to get over this conflict, if you want to solve this thing that's in the church, if you want to solve this thing that's in the family, you need to actually carry somebody else's burden. Let's put this in context. So instead of focusing on yourself, when you're in the Spirit, your eyes are going to open for other people's needs, for what other people need. And I want to say that one day, the fact we all have burdens. And I have capital letters. We all need help. I've got great news. Every single person in here have got a burden. Oh, okay, let me try this side. You guys, every person in here, we have a problem. Maybe I should try the middle side. Every person here, you've got a problem. The thing is, I don't know what your problem is. Okay. Every person has got a burden. You've got a problem that you think you're the only person that has that problem. So now sit ek daar and ek sê, Here, hierdie probleem. Right? En langs jou sit 'n ander persoon met dieselfde probleem. Hulle praat net nie daaroor nie. So, brothers and sisters, I've got good news. We all have burdens. We all have problems. My problem might be different from yours, but it's still a problem. That is what makes us the church. There is no super Christian in church. There is no one who doesn't have a burden to carry. So, it says here, fulfill the law of Christ by carrying each other's burdens. So when you have a problem, and you have a problem, and I can help, when I come alongside you, and I help carry your burden, I'm fulfilling the law of Christ. That is in the Spirit. Now the action is find someone with a burden that we can help. Lekker, right? Find someone. Now you know that everyone has a burden. Find someone that you can help or assist in dealing with that problem. The next slide, John 13, 34 and 35. Jesus is amazing. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Can I go back a bit? In the beginning I started with, you need to stay in step with the Spirit. How do you stay in step with the Spirit? You love somebody else. How do we stay in step with the Spirit? You love somebody else. How do you help somebody else? You start carrying their burden. So I come alongside her. She's carrying her burden. Maybe she doesn't have anything. I can come alongside her. If I have something to share, I help carry her burden. And in doing that, the world will see that I love her and that Jesus is in me. Notice, it doesn't say how you worship. That people will see that, you know, that Jesus is in you. It doesn't say, you know, a lot of other stuff. It's how you love one another. Look around you. Look around you. Find someone that has got a burden. Now, this is not on my slides there, but I want to read it to you, Galatians 5, verse 13 to 15. This is what Paul says, Galatians 5, verse 13 to 15. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. I'm going to read that first part again. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. I'm going to read that again. It says, but do not use your freedom, what you have received. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. That's what we tend to do over this time. It says, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. It's a bit deeper now. It says, help somebody else in love, humbly assist them, help carry their burdens. Because if you do not do that, it says here, if you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So as a family, we need to love. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus came. I was in sin. Check this out. I was in sin. Jesus came. Jesus said, give that sin package to me. He came. He took what I had, put it on himself. He went to the cross. I wasn't even there. Hy het na die kruis toe gegaan, terwyl hy my pakkie gedra. Carry each other's burdens in love. He took my burdens. He died on the cross. And when he rose again, my sins were forgiven. So over this time, we should carry each other's burdens. It gets a bit more difficult. Because this is a problem. The reason why we don't assist people, the reason why we don't, you know, help, the reason why we don't want to get involved is, and this is might hurt a bit. If we do not stay in the Spirit, we can lie to ourselves how good we are. If we do not stay in the Spirit, we can lie to ourselves about how good we are. The thing is, what happened in this church was people thought they were better than other people. Why? Because they were Jews. Okay? So now this is the thing. Over this time, and this might not be so nice, but the one thing that we need to do before we can assist someone else is we have to identify and we have to remove self-deception. I'm going to say that again. We have to identify and remove self-deception. Kom ek praat gou Afrikaans vir 'n oomblik. Voordat ek iemand kan help wat in nood is, moet ek eers eerlik met myself begin word en sê, jy weet wat, dis die rede hoekom ek nie help nie. We need to identify and remove self-deception. Kan ek gou 'n dingetjie vinnig doen? So as ek haar wil help, as ek haar wil help, Erna wil help met haar probleem, as ek haar wil assist met haar burden, om haar burden te dra, dan moet ek myself in 'n laer posisie as sy kry om haar te help. So as ek wil iemand help, as ek wil iemand serve, as ek iemand wil ondersteun, dan moet ek myself laer kry as daai persoon. En ek het 'n klein bietjie verder neem. In order for us to help carry somebody else's burden, we have to see ourselves as lower. Ek wil vinnig 'n storie share en I'm almost done. I worked at West Coast College for a few years. And when I started there, you know, I totally blasé. I got there, I said, you know, I'm here to serve people. You know how we get. Miskien is dit net ek. Kom daar by die werk, ek sê, jy weet, I'm here to serve people. Now the principal's name is Mrs. Mdoko. I told Mrs. Mdoko, Mrs. Mdoko, I'm here to serve you. You know what? Whatever you need me to do, just tell me and I'll do it. Right. So I got there. I was there for about four years. So I got there and about a year and a half into the job, Ms. Mdoko one day treated me as a servant. Listen, I got there. I said, I'm here to serve. So, you know, and I looked at her and I'm like, huh? She treated me like a servant. She looked me right in the eye and she said, do this. And I'm sitting there and I was fuming. I thought in my head, how can you talk to me like that? Listen to my heart. Remember, I arrived there, servant. Now, when I was treated like a servant, I was offended. It took me about a week. And then God asked me this question. If you are here to help other people with their burdens, why are you complaining about being called a servant? And that is the heart of it. Because the moment where we want to step up to help somebody else, we need to become lower. We need to become lower in our own eyes. Philippians 2 verse 3 and 4, and this scripture just moved me this week. In loneliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Can I read that again? In loneliness of mind, in loneliness of your own thinking, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Can I read that again? The last part? Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Because if we do not help from this position, if we do not carry the burden from this position, we become conceited. Ons raak grootkop. En dan begin ons sê, jy weet, ek het daai vir iemand gedoen. Die Bybel sê, moenie laat jou regterhand weet wat jou linkerhand doen nie. I'm almost done. If you want to stay in step with the Spirit, help other people with their burdens, even in this time. But I've got another piece of news, and I want to close off with this. I am still responsible for my own load before God. I am still responsible for my own load before God. ek het my rugsakkie gebring. Dit is hoe dit werk. When you become a child of God, God calls you to love other people. But God also holds you responsible for your own life. Okay? Can I just say this again? God calls us to become like Him, like Jesus, right? So we have our own load to carry. But there's a difference between the load that we carry that God placed on us, right? This is my bag. I'm not carrying somebody else's bag. I'm carrying my own bag. I know it's comfortable. I know what it feels like, you know. I know when it's heavy. Ek het die bag al vir 'n paar maande, so I should know. So you need to carry your own load. What God has called you to do, what God has called you to be, what God, where God has sent you, you need to be fully that. But at the same time, you have to help somebody else with their burden. Carry your own load. The load is what God has called you for. And you cannot neglect what God has called you for in order to just release other people's burdens, because there needs to be a balance. You must account for yourself before God about your load, but you also need to get alongside someone else and help them with their burden. This is what it looks like. So if I carry my load and I want to help Andre, I want to help him. Now he's got stuff, right? He's back. So he's struggling. He's got a lot of stuff. If I want to help him, I want to help carry his burden. I cannot leave my load here and carry his burden. I have to carry my load while assisting him with his burden. Until he's okay. And then I can leave him there and he can continue with his life. My load didn't change. But I help someone with his burden. Baie dankie, André. Was goed om jou te kon help. What am I saying here? And I believe this is a message for this time of the year. If we only focus on what we want and what, you know, what's happening in my life, I'm not going to fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is you need to help somebody else. Stay in the spirit. Yep, assist somebody else while you carry your own load. Can I just say this in closing? The problem with silly season that we're in now is that everyone is focused on what they want, on what they need. What Paul is saying, he says, over this time, while you're carrying your own load, make sure that you open your eyes to the needs of people around you. Can I tell you what was so powerful this morning for me about this service? When Marie and them started worshiping, she said, sometimes you can just feel God. I just felt as if God just walked into this room from the start of the service, just walked into this room, and as if he's, you know, stood by every single person and he said, I got you. I got you. I got you. I understand what you're going through. I got you. I got you. I got you. En ek voel diep in my gees dat die Here ook vir mense sê wat die binne is, your load is nie te swaar nie. This, the one that you need to carry, al voel jy dat het vir jou te veel geraak het, your load is nie te veel vir jou nie. That load was designed for God, by God, for your back to carry. And you cannot give it to somebody else. You have to walk through it. You have to stay in the spirit. You have to stay in the rhythm of the spirit. Because your load is yours to carry. But at the same time while you're carrying your load, you can look to your right and look to your left and you can see people are struggling and you can assist them with the burden because God has given you the power to do that. So I want to ask a question in closing. Whose burden were you called to carry? Die mense wat by Elkana werk, you guys were put there by God to carry burdens over many years. I'm reminded of a time when I stayed, I don't know why I'm saying this, just going to share a little bit of myself. But when I resigned in 1998 from my position as a teacher at a school, I lost everything. And I stayed for almost a year and a half. I stayed in a home, an orphanage where children were, boys. And every evening it was so heartbreaking to hear. And then in the morning at 4 o'clock when I woke up, you know, and you just hear the kids shout at each other and everything else. And I was there and I thought and I asked God this question, what am I doing here? And you know what happened? After a while, I moved away from there. I did my own thing, blah, 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 blah. But what stayed with me was the following. I could never get the look of in the child's eyes out of my heart and out of my head. I stayed. And I understood for the very, very first time what it meant to carry somebody else's burden. You just forget about your load for a moment because many people think, ek gaan deur te diep goed. Niemand anders kan hierdeur gaan nie. That's a lie from the enemy. Amal gaan deur diep goed. Amal gaan deur diep goed. The thing is, he wants to keep you from seeing the burden in somebody else's life. I want to honor you guys for doing this and for reaching out to people. This morning, in closing, what are we going to choose for this Christmas season? Going to choose to just focus on what we have and what we need? Or are we going to reach out and do whatever we have to do in order to restore relationships or to just get somewhere and to bless God's heart? We're a few days away from celebrating the birth of Christ Jesus. Christmas Day is not the day that, but in any case, let me just leave that. But there is a day when the Savior of the world came, and His name was Jesus Christ. And because of Him, we are here together. Because of Jesus Christ, we gathered here today together on a Sunday morning to bring glory and honor to Him.